We continue our learning. Le'ili Nishvas David b'Menachem. Ruch Shenachem Yaakov. Ruch Chosei Leo. We are in Maaser Sheni Perakei Mishnah Gimel. Kerem Ravai. Beishamai Omim Ein Lo Chomesh Ve'Ein Lo Biur. Kerem Ravai says, according to Beishamai says, there's no din of adding, there's no halacha of adding a chomesh, adding a fifth, which we know is really a quarter. The halacha is when you redeem Maaser Sheni, let's say, you have to add a chomesh. So Beis Shammai is telling you that I don't learn that Gzeirah Shava Kodesh Kodesh, where we connect Maaser Sheni to Netar Ravai. And therefore, even though Maaser Sheni, the halacha is that when you redeem, you have to add a chomesh, that's for Maaser Sheni. That doesn't apply to Netar Ravai. There is no halacha that I have to do so. Now, it's important to note that Beis Shammai, obviously, if he's saying I don't have to add a chomesh, he does agree I'm allowed to redeem it. Now, how do I know I'm allowed to redeem Maaser Sheni, Netar Ravai? I thought I learned Netar Ravai, that I can redeem Netar Ravai from the fact that I am able to the fact that I redeem Maaser Sheni from the Gzeirah Shava Kodesh Kodesh, Kodesh Ilulim in the context of Netar Ravai, and Kodesh Lashem in the context of Maaser Sheni. So if Beis Shammai does not derive halachos from this Gzeirah Shava, and therefore he holds you don't have to add a chomesh, so how does he know that you're allowed to redeem Netar Ravai at all? So the answer is because the pasuk says Kodesh Hilulim Lashem, and Hilulim, the Gemara says, the beginning of the sixth parak of Brachos, the hey and the ches sometimes switch, and I can read that word not as Kodesh Hilulim, that which is holy, the Netar Ravai, the Kerem Ravai of the fourth year is holy, and it's Hilulim, and it's like praise to Hashem. But Chilulim, Lechalel, means to deconsecrate, means to redeem, means to remove the Kedusha from something. So the pus, I don't need Gzeirah Shava Kodesh Kodesh to teach me that by Netar Ravai, you're allowed to redeem it. The Pasuk itself in Netar Ravai tells me, Kodesh Hilulim, Hilulim means Chilulim, you're able to deconsecrate it. Because Beis Shammai doesn't hold of this Gzeirah Shava to compare Netar Ravai to Maaser Sheni, and there the Mishnah therefore says, it's not only Ein Lo Chomesh, but Ein Lo Biur. There's no din of beer. We'll learn it later in this parak that this halacha of Maaser Sheni after the third year, after the sixth year, this week's parsha, Parshas Kisavo, there's a halacha of beer that I have to destroy it, and we'll see the parameters of that halacha. So Sebe Shammai, that only applies to Maaser Sheni. That doesn't apply to Netar Ravai, because I don't learn this Gzeirah Shava, Kodesh, Kodesh. Beisil Alomim Yeshlo, Beisil obviously who learns the Gzeirah Shava says Yeshlo, there is a din of Chomesh, if you redeem the Maaser Sheni, the Netar Ravai, rather, the Kerem Ravai, and Yesh Lo Biur, there's a din of Biur as well, because I compare it all across the board. Remember, it's only, I only have to redeem it when I am the one who is doing the redemption. We mentioned that in the past. Mishnah continues, Beis Shammai Omrim, Yesh Lo Peret, Yesh Lo Ololos. A similar halacha here. To what extent do I compare Maaser Sheni to Netar Ravai? So Beis Shammai says like this: I hold that Netar Ravai belongs to the owner, and since it belongs to the owner, it's not mamon gavoa. It's not considered heavenly money. So since there's an owner, so you have to leave peret, which you remember from Maseches Peah, peret are when we have grapes that fall off a cluster, like leket, so you have to leave that for the aniyim. Ololo, so we have clusters of grapes that don't look much like clusters, they kind of look a little pathetic, so that's those are olos, you have to leave those for the aniyim. So I have to do so because I am the owner of the netah or the peret, or the kerem ravai. What do the aniyim do now when they collect peret and ololos of kerem ravai? The aniyim podim latzmam. They're the ones who are in charge of redeeming it themselves. So they redeem it. If they want to put it on coins, they can bring the grapes to Yushalayim and eat them there too. But either way, it's the aniyim's problem. But the fact is, the owner of the kerem ravai has to leave the peret and the ololos. Uveisilon and kulologas. No need at all to leave peret and ololos for the aniyim. You can bring it all to the wine press, all of these grapes, and don't have to leave anything, and they turn it all into wine. Why does Beis Hillel hold that way? Beis Hillel holds, like Rabbi Meir, that just like Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoa, Rabbi Meir holds his mamon gavoa, so too we learn the Gzeirah Shava Kodesh Kodesh, that Netar Ravai, Kerem Ravai is also Mamon Gavoa, like the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Of course, we could have explained that Beis Shammai's opinion may just be that we do compare Kerem Ravai and Maaser Sheni. He just told that it's not Mamon Gavoa, it's Mamon Hedyot, like the other opinion who disagrees with Rabbi Meir. But nonetheless, as we've learned from before, he, Beis Shammai, does not accept that Gzeira Shava of Kodesh Kodesh, and therefore, Beis Shammai, the reason why Beis Shammai holds that Peret and Ololos have to be left is because there's real ownership and there's no comparison to Maaser Sheni at all, so there's real ownership of Kerem Ravai. Perek Hey, Mishnah Dalet. Ketzad Podin Neta Ravai. What's this procedure for redeeming the Neta Ravai? Now, we would have thought, what is this procedure? Whatever you do with Maaser Sheni, I take out some coins, whatever its value is, and I redeem, you know, whatever, the produce onto the coins. The coins now are Kadosh, I bid those to Yerushalayim, and now the fruit is deconsecrated. So the Mishnah says, not so fast. Why? If you remember by Maaser Sheni, we discussed, about appraisal. We spoke about going to three people, and they have to appraise, you know, how much does this produce, how much do we think this produce is, and then we'll know how many coins to set aside for redemption purposes. So if you recall, we said that you don't really need three people unless you don't know what the fruit is worth. You don't know its value. When would that happen? Let's say it's wine and it's sour, or it's produce and it's getting spoiled. So then you need three people to appraise because you don't know what its value is. But if you knew what it was, so then one person is enough. Yet when it comes to Neta Ravai, Kerem Ravai, we always need three people for appraisal. And the reason for that is because here we're taking into account not only the value of the Kerem Ravai, but the expenses that were necessary that the owner incurs in order to bring it from the Neta Ravai that's attached to the tree to the point where it's ready to be, after it's harvested, and it's ready to be redeemed. Now, why there are expenses? Maaser Sheni doesn't have any expenses? The answer is no, because Maaser Sheni is not called Maaser Sheni until after the whole process of harvesting and everything is over. Then it's called Maaser Sheni. So officially, Maaser Sheni had no expenses. But Kerem Ravai is called Kerem Ravai. It's the fourth year produce, even when it's attached to the tree. Your grapes are attached to the tree. It's already Kerem Ravai. So now what's going to happen? So by the time I get my grapes off the tree, there was hoeing and there was harvesting and there was guarding the field. So that costs a little bit of money. So now you're going to tell me I now have to take out X amount of coins for the value to redeem it. That's a lot of coins I have to take out. And not only that, I had to spend a few coins before on all of the expenses. So that's something that we have the right to take into account, and we're going to deduct the amount of money that was used for expenses. Therefore, we need an official appraisal. So that's for the Mishnah. That's the little introduction to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "Kedan podineta rabai maniach hasasal al pishlosha." So what you do is you take a basket of fruit. Let's say we're talking about grapes. Take a basket, one basket of grapes, and you put it down in front of three people who are experts who are going to appraise it. And you say like this, Kama damrotza liftos lo bisela al manas lahutzi yitzios bibeso. How much, how many baskets? We assume every basket is going to be worth the same. If it's full and it's grapes and the same grapes, it's going to be the same. So all you have to show is one basket. You say like this, here, look at this basket. And you say to these people, how many baskets of this kind of fruit would a person be willing to buy for a seller? Now, you don't have to choose a seller, you can do any coin, but we're going to play along with the Mishnah, that we're talking about a seller. And that while the fruits are still attached to the tree. So how much would a person be worth, would it be worth it, to buy, how many baskets to buy for a seller, knowing full well that he's going to have to incur these expenses from the point of this Neta Ravai, Kerem Ravai grapes attached to the tree and all the way to the point where they're harvested. Al manas lahotzi yitzios mibeso, with the understanding that he is going to have to pay out of his pocket all of the expenses, the hoeing and the guarding and the picking, etc. So what we're taking into account here is that the value of the fruit we appraise in a way so that the owner is able to deduct the cost of what he has to do of taking care of the fruit until the point where it's going to be picked. Now, an example is, let's say you have a person would pay, remember, a sela is made up of four zuz. fours is a four dinar. So a person, let's say, would pay a seller for four baskets of these grapes. Okay, after it's picked, after the work was done. So that would be a zuz per basket. But he would only pay a seller for five baskets of the same fruit if he bought it when it's still growing. Why? Why would he expect five baskets for a seller versus four? Because here, I want five baskets for a seller because I'm going to have to pay money out of my pocket in order to get to the point where I can put the grapes into baskets. So I would expect more. And that's that extra dinar is what he has to pay for all of that work. So that's why. So now, if I have revived fruit that has been picked, so now what rate do I, what's it cost? So I look at it as five baskets for a seller, not four. And that way the owner gets his compensation for any work that he may have put in. And that's how we appraise, in order to find the redemption money. Umeniach es hamos. And you place the money there. The owner puts down the coins equal to the amount of produce that he wants to redeem. And so it's this lower price we're talking about. And he says, Vomer, and this is the redemption that he does. Kol hanil kat mizeh, mechulal alamos ha'elu, v'kach v'kach salim b'sela. Any fruit that I pick from this tree is now redeemed onto these coins at whatever the rate is, this X number of baskets for a seller, whatever it was, by the whatever they appraised it to be.